You know, there's a great deal of pressure on preachers like me on services like this, that it's people want you to do really well on the Christmas Eve service, the Easter service. You kind of got to knock one out of the park, right? They want it to be just right. Now, sometimes we put the pressure on ourselves because we want to be that way. And, you know, sometimes it comes because we know family and friends are going to be here. And so we don't want to embarrass you in front of your family and friends. And we do want to make sure that even on these nights when everyone's so busy, that we're able to reach you with the message of love and grace that comes from God. And I know on a service like this, on Christmas Eve, we're distracted, a lot of us. We're distracted about what we're going to be doing next, what we've been doing all day, where we have to get to right after the service. We've got people coming over, and we've got to get there and get the food out and get everything done and make sure, did we wrap all the presents? Did we remember everything we were supposed to do? And then breaking right into all of that chaos is the service. It just sort of gets shoved sideways right into that busy, busy day of Christmas Eve. And these messages on nights like this, they sort of need to be the Goldilocks sermon, you know? Not too long, not too short. Just right. Don't know if I can hit that or not, but at least you know what was on my head when I was putting this together. And like this service tonight that broke into your day, that was busy doing many things, the nativity that we just read, the birth of Jesus, that story sort of broke into the world of its time. Rome was busy. The whole world was busy. Rome was busy conquering everybody else. Jerusalem was busy trying to still be the center of the Jewish faith with a Roman boot on its neck and being a puppet government to the Romans. And right in the middle of all of this, kind of shoved sideways in there, is this story of the birth of Jesus. You know, you ever been with somebody who can't shut up? That I know none of you are this way, but some people you get around, they just talk and talk and talk. It's not that you don't like them. It's just that they don't seem to have to take a breath between words. And so if you want to say something, you know, what we always say is that they talk so much we can't get a word in edgewise, right? We can't get it shut. That's kind of what happened, right? God sort of stuck the birth of Jesus in there sideways, right in the middle of a tumultuous time when there was a lot going on. Joseph was busy putting together his business plan to help support his future wife. Mary was busy planning that wedding that she'd always wanted to have. Then the angel tells Mary that she's going to have a special baby. We know the story. But why is that relevant today? Why do we retell it each year? It is important and miraculous on its own, but it is also the beginning of the whole story of how God interacts with the world through Jesus. In the book of Titus, Paul put it this way, when he was talking about the whole Jesus story, not just the birth, but Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection, he said, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people." The purpose of the entire Christ event, from birth to resurrection, was to bring salvation to the whole world. To all people. In Corinthians, Paul puts it this way. This is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God is and God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, we are now Christ's ambassadors. God is making God's appeal through us. It's interesting. Not only are we charged and instructed by God to tell people about the wonderful life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, but we're also charged to do that same ministry and work that Jesus did. The grace of God revealed through Jesus is also revealed through us. As we remember how the birth of Jesus seems to have been stuck in sideways, we can also remember that our calling of reconciliation, our calling to be the grace of God revealed to the world, sometimes doesn't really fit in our busy schedules, and we have to maybe turn it sideways. I was reminded this Advent season, and I can't get it out of my head, of a way that God's grace was revealed to me through the people here at St. Timothy. Just a few weeks ago, one of the mothers in our preschool had heard that there were a number of children at one of the local elementary schools that were too poor to have coats. They didn't have any coats, and the weather was getting cold. And so that person told me, and I called the school, and the counselor said, well, I'm not aware of it, but let me find out. About a week or so later, she called me, and she said, I've got 8 kids. And so I said, just send me their gender and their sizes. So this happened on a Thursday afternoon. I got the information from the school counselor. And at 2:30 on Thursday afternoon, I know exactly because it was right before Peggy, the admin, left. At 2:30 that afternoon, we sent out an email to the entire church that told of the need of these kids, these 8 children that needed coats. And we had a sign up. You just signed up electronically so that we didn't duplicate. At 6 o'clock that afternoon, when I pulled into my house, there was only one name that hadn't been, or one child that hadn't been taken on the list. By the following Sunday, I had all 8 coats in my office, and by the following week, I delivered them to the kids. Nobody in this church has a clue who that child was that they gave a coat to. But the grace of God was revealed in that action. The number of people who are affected because of the grace of God being revealed through your lives, your actions, is a real blessing. Christmas is a time to remember that through Jesus, God's grace was revealed to the world so long ago. And God's Spirit continues to reveal that grace to the world through people like you and me. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.